Hey, everybody. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 282 of our podcast. And we started talking last time about a topic that I never even announced. It'll be right in the title. You'll see it, Mistaken Identity. But this time I'm going to actually put it out there. It's Mistaken Identity. This was part two. We just want to talk about making sure that people can see Jesus in us, making sure that we're a light, making sure that we're salt, making sure that we're not hidden under a bushel or somewhere, you know, being a 007 Christian where people can't see us.
Yeah.
And I think Peter was a victim of mistaken identity on the night that Jesus was arrested. They didn't really mistake his identity. They really got it right. But Peter was trying to let me just pause for a minute. So yeah, I think the thing with Peter is that he was trying to act like someone else, but in reality, the people standing around the campfire kept accusing him of being with Jesus, and he kept denying that he even knew Jesus. But they said, well, you know, there were three, it was interesting that there were three accusations. One of the servant girls said, you look like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Another servant girl said, you were with him. And another servant man said, you were with him too. And then a third person or group said, you sound like him.
Yeah, you talk like him.
Your accent. Yeah. So I put together this little alliteration of A's. He had the appearance of Jesus. He had the association of Jesus. And he had the accent of Jesus. And you know what? What a good thing. Marie,
yes.
Isn't that a great... We're supposed to look like Jesus,
yes.
My mother used to say.
Yes.
We're supposed to associate with him and people of him that are for him and with him and saved by him.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to sound like him. Our accent, not necessarily our accent from a dialect standpoint, you know, not necessarily our accent from a regional standpoint, that kind of accent, but our speech, our words, our vocabulary should reflect Jesus. What do you think about that?
I totally agree about on that. And I just want to have a little story here, because when I was a young Christian, I was very young. I just gotten saved, actually, and we were out witnessing. And the guy walked up to me that I knew, and he said, Marie? And he said something like,
You had a glow. Right?
Yeah, I had a glow or something. Yeah, I was so shocked. I mean, I knew about things like that, but
right.
I was just a new Christian, so I was like, you know. But he recognized that something was different in my life.
It, right. He could see it. Your appearance.
He could see it, yeah.
So you fit. That's a great analogy. That's a great example.
The words that we're using, everything.
Yeah, that you appear to be like Jesus. That's what the servant girl accused Peter of. And that, you know what? The reason I think that's so beautiful, and by the way, we're getting that from the Gospel of Luke, Luke 22, actually Luke 22:56 says, a servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. The King James Version says, earnestly looked at him. I like that. Finally, she said, this man was one of Jesus' followers. So it was her staring, her looking, her earnestly peering. I mean, she was giving this guy the once over,
right?
And and she said, "You look like Jesus," and of course Peter denied it. But what's interesting to me is that the Bible tells us that Romans 8:29 tells us we are supposed to be conformed to His image of His Son. We're supposed to look like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says we're being changed into the same image from glory to glory. So we're supposed to look like Jesus.
Yes.
Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you,
yes,
which was also in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we're We're supposed to look like Jesus.
And that's a good word to Christians and maybe young ones or maybe just not much knowledge or whatever, just to realize God is going to change our image. He's going to change who we are, how we look, what we, and let's recognize that and not, you know, try to stay cool or whatever it is that we try to do rather than give God, you know, just line up with what God says.
Right. Don't be ashamed of
Christ. Don't be ashamed.
He said, if you be ashamed of him before men, he'll be ashamed of us before his Father, which is in heaven. So I want to look like Jesus.
Me too. I do too.
I want people to identify me as having looked like Jesus, having characteristics, having, you know, certain habits.
Yeah, your speech, everything.
Yeah, my countenance.
Yes, our speech.
How I present myself, how we present ourselves to the world.
And I think as we grow, it'll begin to come naturally.
We don't have to. We don't have to walk
carry
around.
A big Bible. Yeah,
I used to say a 10-pound King James version.
Right,
we don't have to wear a cross around our neck.
Right.
You know, we don't have to wear a suit and tie or a dress to our ankles.
Yes.
We can look like Jesus without the traditional typical garb. Although we should dress modestly, we should dress.
You know.
With
and that should all come into the change that God is going to be doing in our entire life. Change how we dress, how we talk, how we act, all of that.
Exactly.
Don't stress and strain over it. Just get the word in us.
Right.
Let's just get the word in us and watch what God does.
I mean, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that when we're in Christ Jesus, we are a new creation.
Yes.
Old things are passed away.
Exactly.
Behold, all things have become new. We're different.
Yes.
We're different.
We should be glad about that too.
Absolutely. Yes. You should wear it as a badge of honor.
Yes.
Not try to hide and equivocate and you know, rationalize.
Right.
We want to look like Jesus.
Lord.
We want to be accused of looking like Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord.
I'm not trying to play both sides of the fence and straddle the fence and look like the world, want to be cool, want to use their vocabulary, their vernacular, their words, you know, look like them, hang out where they hang out.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
I want to be guilty of looking like Jesus. I think, you know, we should not fall into the case of mistaken identity. We'll talk more about this next time because I think the second accusation was associating with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting. Yeah, we'll kind of delve into that a little bit. Yeah. But Lord, we just thank you that we can look like you and we can act like you and people can see you in us. And we want that. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time on In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. Feel free to hit us up with an email at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. That's inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Like to know that you're listening. Like to know your comments. If you have any questions or feedback, we would love to hear from you.
Amen.
God bless you.